AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. People in East Texas stack sandbags, take other steps to protect their homes and businesses as heavy rain from what's left of Tropical Storm Bill is likely to bring more flooding to the already soaked cities and towns.
A lot of those areas have saw some of their heaviest rainfall they've ever experienced for May. So the ground's pretty saturated across much of the region there, and we expect anywhere from 3 to 6 inches, maybe a little bit more.
National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Sullivan says the system will bring heavy rain up the Mississippi through the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic states over the next few days. 16-year-old Hunter Treschel says he didn't realize at first that he'd been bitten by a shark as he waded in the water off the beach on Oak Island, North Carolina.
I didn't see it coming. Like I said, I felt it on my leg. And then I saw it once it had attacked my arm because it was out of the water a little bit.
In an interview released by New Hanover Medical Center, Treschel says he's not going to let his injury stop him.
Fight and live a normal life with the cards I've been dealt.
The Colorado Springs, Colorado teenager, one of two young people attacked by sharks on Sunday. 12-year-old Kirsten Yao lost her left arm below the elbow and suffered a leg injury. Both are recovering. Civilian self-defense fighters say a sack of homemade bombs found at an abandoned Boko Haram camp exploded in northeast Nigeria. 63 people are dead. A private bank in Switzerland says it is investigating its involvement in a FIFA corruption case and it's cooperating with authorities. The bank was named in a U.S. Department of Justice racketeering and conspiracy indictment 3 weeks ago. An account at the bank got $6.67 million in 2013 from agencies which are implicated in a $110 million bribery scheme linked to the America Cup. This is AP Radio News. Congressional leaders may have found a way forward for President Obama's trade agenda.
Officials here say GOP leaders are looking at separate votes. One would give the president fast-track trade authority. The other would renew a program that helps workers who've been impacted by trade agreements. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the trade deal is important for a number of reasons.
It's absolutely essential not only for our commercial advantage, but also it has an important defense and foreign policy component to it.
The combined approach failed in the House when Democrats rejected the assistance program because it also pulled down Fast Track. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Two young boys rescued two other children from a burning mobile home yesterday in Central Florida near Orlando. Police say 10-year-old Isaiah Francis and 11-year-old Jeremiah Grimes rushed into the neighbor's home in Orange County after a fire broke out and rescued a 1-year-old and a baby. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.